So, Frank.
Yes, Pete.
I understand you have an interesting story about the first time that you were in a movie theater.
I do. I think I do. I actually have an interesting series of stories of three generations of my family and how we first saw a movie in theaters.
Oh, do tell.
My first movie in a theater was E.T. You all know E.T., the extraterrestrial. And throughout the film, my mother was covering my eyes whenever E.T. showed up on screen.
Why? Yeah.
Whenever there was on screen, I had to like peek between her fingers and stuff. She just was really convinced I would be frightened of E.T. I don't know why she brought me to see the movie. It's not as if E.T. was a surprise feature in the film, but throughout the movie, whenever E.T. was on camera, she'd cover my eyes and had to peek through her fingers.
Did you ever develop like a fear of E.T. because of it?
I actually was quite the fan of E.T. growing up. And that's not the only time in my family where there's just misunderstanding when it comes to film. My sister's story, I think, is better than mine. My sister was a child of the 70s, and at the time, there was a very popular TV show that you may have heard of called Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Yeah. The basic premise of the show is this family from the late 1800s making a go at it out in the wilds of Minnesota, and you know, the trials and tribulations of this small family and out in the effectively the wilderness. And she loved it. This was the show she would rush home to watch after school every day. And kind of related to that was her favorite movie, which was a movie called The Adventures of the Wilderness Family. That I don't think you'll know. Have you ever heard of the film?
No, I have not. I'm familiar with it.
Father with very 70s hair, very Michael Landon hair, you know, good looking guy, and his family basically decide to leave it all behind, leave city living behind. It's set in modern day, and go out into the wilderness of, I guess, Canada, maybe Alaska or something, probably Alaska, and make a go of it living in a log cabin and befriending animals and having like an old prospector neighbor who would come visit them. The whole spiel family movie.
Okay.
Wilderness Family. It was a big thing. And in fact, that was a movie that my family watched religiously as we were growing up.
Yeah.
And there were sequels to this movie, The Further Adventures of the Wilderness Family and Mountain Family Robinson. And when these movies were out in theaters, she begged my father to bring her to go see them. My father at the time did not read English very well. In fact, didn't read it at all. He was enrolled in classes and he was trying to learn, but he didn't read. And when he brought his young daughter to the movie theaters, he kind of made it out. He figured out which movie it was. It was the big W for Wilderness Family. So he buys tickets and they go into the movie. And 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, a half hour later, this movie that they're watching is weird. My father's very uncomfortable in the theater going, "What the hell is happening? Like, this doesn't feel like this kid's movie I'm supposed to bring my daughter to." Turns out he brought her to see The Warriors.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So The Warriors. 1970 Warriors come out to play. And I don't know why the usher didn't question him at all. Like, why are you bringing your small daughter to see The Warriors? But whatever. He got in there and they watched it. And, you know, obviously they had to leave at one point. I think they left. Maybe they saw the entire film.
Oh, Lord.
And my sister was saying to my dad at the time, she was like, "Daddy, when are they going to leave the city?" And that is a very good question. When are the Warriors going to get out of the city? Was a very good question.
Central to the plot of the movie, I think.
So it's great. A long story, slightly shorter. I think in 2002, E.T. came back in theaters. I think it was re-released in 2002, if I'm right. My sister's daughter was 5 at the time, I think. And I wanted to bring her to see E.T. So we packed up her Dora the Explorer book bag and we got a booster seat for her in the movie theater. And we walked in and all the situating with the bag and everything, my first time with a little kid. I think we're like 5 minutes late to the movie or whatever. I see Elliot's brother biking through the woods and coming across a disheveled, sickly looking E.T. If you remember the scene, there's a scene when E.T.'s, you know, sick, he's on the side of the road or whatever in the woods, and I'm like, we missed 5 minutes of the movie. How did it get this far out? And I'm thinking, this is how dumb my family is. I'm sitting there in the theater going, I don't remember Spielberg framing this as a flashback. Like, the kids find E.T. and he's sick, and then it's like 2 weeks earlier and how they originally met E.T. I didn't remember that, but I'm thinking that must be what happened. It was only 5 minutes. So I finally smarten up, and I asked the guy next to me, and he's like, no, this movie's been on for an hour. I walked into the wrong theater, and this movie was already on, which is, you know, kind of bad. Not Warriors level bad, but by the time I pay attention back to my niece, I turn around and like try to get her into the right theater. I try to gather her up. She's looking at their screen. Her eyes are just getting bigger and bigger. There's a scene in E.T. when the government men show up in their hazmat suits, their like space suits, and they come in, and it's a frightening scene for a kid.
Yeah.
And little trivia for you, it's super frightening with no context. If you just walked into a dark theater and there's this monster guy coming out, my niece's eyes get huge, and she looks at it, and she's like, Frankie, I don't want to see E.T. no more. And I took her out of the theater, and I could not convince her to go see the proper showing. We ended up seeing Ice Age. So, the long history of my family going to the movies and not paying attention to what theater we're walking into. But those are my experiences, and they're pretty formative. I think they're definitely formative for my niece. My sister used that as a cudgel for her for at least the next few years. And whenever she misbehaved, like, I'll make you watch E.T. And she would straighten up. So, yeah, that's my story. How about you folks? Do you have a good first time in a theater story?
I have a good time in a
story. All right, I'll go for it.
I remember my first theater experience was actually going to go see Land Before Time. The
The Don Bluth film,
about the dinosaurs. It has some of those vivid memories for me. I definitely have that scene where the leaf finally gets destroyed.
All the feelings are coming back.
Yeah, like, it's weird, because, like, as a kid, it didn't really quite click to me that his mom died. Like, I knew she wasn't around, but it's hard, because you don't really...
Yeah, it's a big concept, right?
Yeah, it's a big concept, but for whatever reason, like, oh no, the leaf! And it was, like, everything that was his mom, and like, home, and everything, it was like, oh my god! Like, my parent, like, I can't even remember if it was my mother or my father now, gotta get the leaf! Like, they forgot the leaf.
Oh.
And it's such a great movie, it really is, and I did eventually get it for home video and rewatch like 1,000 times and drive my parents crazy.
Of course.
But yeah. I definitely remember that is such a vivid moment in my childhood. This big giant T-Rex stomping on this tiny brontosaurus's little leaf that's his only memory of home. And it's so weird and creepy that that's like one of the defining like first memories that I have.
Such a big moment that it pushed out which parent of yours was with you at the time.
Exactly.
You think that would have a significance because of what that leaf represented.
Yep.
But no. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Pope, you had a story about parents in theaters as well, though, right?
It's not quite my first movie theater experience because honestly, I've been going since I came out of the womb. So, you know, it all kind of blurs back to birth. But so when I was a little kid, my mom had children young, so she didn't go to college right away. She went back once we were a little older, and she went to college and left me at the nursery at her college. So she took some film classes, and whenever there was a film class, she was like, okay, cool, this is probably, you know, good stimulation for him, and, you know, take me, and we'd watch, like, a bunch of old movies. I think I remember the first vivid experience was going to see Angels with Dirty Faces.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I mean, I come from an ethnically Italian family. You know, that wasn't anything out of the ordinary for me to see gangsters shooting each other or anything like that. Anyway, probably terrible for, like, a four-year-old, but...
So you also came from a family where violence was okay, but as long as it wasn't too sexy.
She was kind of flexible. She was like, are you going to hit anybody? No. Are you going to shoot anybody? No. All right, we're cool. All right, we're going to watch this. Yeah.
There you go.
Stuff like that. Every week, we'd go see the movies in her class. And flash forward 15, however many years, when I'm in college, I went to the same school as my mother. And I took a film class with the same professor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I go up and I'm like, oh, professor, I'm not sure if you remember my mother. Oh, yeah, I remember her. Do you remember every week she came with a small child to see the movie? She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, I was that small child. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's you. Oh, my, like, that's so crazy.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I got to have that fun experience of taking a class with her, mostly of the same movies.
Here's the big takeaway, though, the big question. Did you get credit for the first time you took the course?
Funny thing, actually, like when I finished the nursery school, it was funny because I got a diploma from the college before my mom did.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah, I think it's really important when you're looking into your history of how you experience movies, especially in that big communal feeling of being in a dark room with a bunch of other people watching the same entertainment at the same time. No smart devices, no cell phones, no everybody watching it on their own schedule. Everybody's there, rapt attention to the screen in this dream world with a lights are out and you're almost away from the real world. And I'd love to explore it more.
I don't know if they'll ever come up with a technology that replaces that feeling, but I hope they don't.
Yeah. Yes,
I really
absolutely.
Hope they don't.
Yeah, even home theaters don't really capture that magic.
They're garbage. No.
Goodbye to our possible Magnolia sponsorship.
Yeah.
Get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.